following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So every family has their own set of strengths and weaknesses. And in my own family of origin, one of the unique strengths that I would say that my dad and siblings had was the ability to fall asleep in whatever type of circumstance they found themselves in. Here's what I mean. You know, we could have been at a birthday party or a holiday gathering or at a wedding. It didn't really matter. If there was enough space for them to be able to lean their head on something, they could fall asleep. There could be loud music going on, loud noises, people talking, right? People laughing, phones going off. Cars could be crashing on the street next door. And in the midst of all of it, they can continue to just rest and sleep. I, on the other hand, did not inherit the same gift. Now, for me, it's always been really hard to be able to rest unless things are completely quiet. In fact, now in my own family, you know, when one of my kids will cry or call for me or my bride in the middle of the night, you know, I'm up instantly. And, you know, I know that I'm actually not alone in this area. A lot of you guys watching might be like, yeah, like I totally need that stillness in order to be able to sleep. Or maybe you're on the other side. Maybe you're like, yeah, I'm a good sleeper and I could knock out in the midst of whatever. Well, no matter what type of sleeper you are, the real question that I want to focus on actually goes quite a bit deeper. And that is this: can your soul find rest in the midst of all that is going on around you? Because here's the thing: deadlines are always looming. People are always going to be needed to get back to. Right? There's always going to be things that need to be turned in, bills that are due, places to be, things still needing to be done, challenges that will come up, and just a barrage of continual fires that need to be put out. So how can someone who lives in this type of society find rest in the midst of all of these different things? Well, Jesus says in Matthew 11:28 these words: "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's good news. Guys, it is such good news to know that the rest that he said he would provide wasn't contingent upon the hearer living in a certain time frame. Rather, in those words, those were contingent upon him. And it's actually offered to all of those who would come to him for rest. So then how can we tap into that when our lives look so often like what I just mentioned? Well, to put simply, rest comes to us when we begin to place the entirety of our trust in the fact that he's going to provide what he said he would. Practically, this might mean that you begin to take physical Sabbaths and you stop from working, from stressing, from striving, and you instead entrust the Lord with all the burdens that you're carrying, the weights that just so often bombard your thought life. And you're like, okay, God, I'm trusting you to take care of these needs. Or maybe it's the continual practice of taking your thoughts captive, right? You're not letting these worries or anxieties that often try to come in take root. But instead, you're trusting the realities of who we see God is in his word and the promise that he's with us. Which both point back to the fact that this needs to start with us having our minds renewed by the transforming power of God's word. We need it. Right? Our minds are so easily go into these other places, and we need God's word to transform the way that we think. So to the weary and heavy laden, will you come and find rest today? Trust absolutely that he invites you to do so. wherever you are today. And so, man, God bless you guys, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.